Welcome to Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah speaks about different types of weapons that a man perhaps would wear for ornamental purposes, not necessarily to protect himself or to go out to war, if they are considered a clothing, a garment, some type of ornament, or if they are prohibited on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says like this, Lo yetzi ha'ish, a man is not permitted to go out into Rishos HaRabim, into public property, lo basayef, not with a sword, v'lo bakeshet, not with a bow, v'loy batris, and not with a shield, v'loy ba'ala, and not with an ala. There's actually a disagreement what the word ala means. Some people say that it was like those, you know, in the olden days they used to have a weapon that had like a large stick with a ball at the end of it, and they would use that to hit somebody during war. And some people say that ala is just a round shield, a round wooden shield. Regardless, Mishnah continues, v'loy baromach, one is not permitted to go out with a spear. Because all of these are considered they're not considered an ornament or a garment. They're considered a weapon, and that's prohibited. You're carrying that on Shabbos. In Yatzef, a person did go out with one of these. The Tanakhama holds Chayiv Chatas. He is obligated to bring a Karban Chatas, a sin offering, if he did it accidentally. And he violated a biblical prohibition. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says, Techshitin Hinlo, that they are considered ornaments. And he actually quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim. In the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Chagor Char B'chal Yerech, that you should gird the sword on your loin, gibor hotcha v'hadarcha, al yar gibor, to gird one's loins with a sword, and that it is one's hod and one's hadar. It's considered a beautiful thing. It's a glory. It's a glorious type of ornament, and therefore it's permitted. The chum say not true at all. Eino el lignai, any type of weapon is not an ornament. People don't wear them for ornamental purposes. And the contrary, it's a gnai, it's a derogatory thing. And he quotes a pasuk, the Navi tells us that at the end of days, v'chitetu charvoisam le'itim, v'chanisoseim le'mazmiros, they're going to beat their plowshares, their swords into plowshares, and their speeds into pruning hooks. Lo yisa goyal goy cherev, no nation shall raise a sword against another nation, v'lo yumadu od milchama, and nobody will be accustomed to war anymore. So on the contrary, weapons are a necessary sometimes, and perhaps unnecessary evil, but totally not the optimal way. So how could one say that those are considered ornaments? Biris, the Mishnah continues, and says, A biris is a knee band. It was something that was used to hold up one's pants or something. Tahora, the law is that it is not mekabel tumah. That means it's not susceptible to become spiritually impure. And the reason for that is because it's not meant to service a person's actual legs or loins. Rather, it services the pants that they wear. And a vessel that services another vessel doesn't become tumah, doesn't become spiritually impure. In addition to that, v'yotzim bav shabbos, it is permitted to wear it on Shabbos. It's like a malbush, it's like a garment. And we're not concerned that maybe a lady will remove it or a man will remove it, because then they'll lose their trousers, they'll lose their pants. It's not something that's going to happen. Kivalim are chains. It seems in the olden days that it was proper etiquette, or perhaps considered classy, for a woman not to take strides that were overly large. So she would wear two knee bands, and there was a small chain between them that made sure that she didn't take steps that were too large. So the Mishnah says, Timayin, they are susceptible to tumah because they serve the purpose, and so their steps shouldn't be too high. Ve'en yotzim b'hem b'shabbos, one is prohibited to go out with those on Shabbos because the rabbis decreed maybe they'll take them off to show it to their friend or because they're uncomfortable, and therefore the law is that it is prohibited. Wishing you a beautiful and very successful upcoming day.